Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Liz Scott, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and truly want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. I always want to take a moment on every show to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us at the show. I am well aware that time is our most precious asset, and so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I am so excited to know that we reach people all over the globe. And now being on iHeartRadio as well, I'm so excited that we can get this message and the message from our guests out to so many other people. So let me introduce Liz Scott, our guest for today. And then we're going to take a quick station identification. And when we come back, we're going to bring Liz on the show. Liz Scott is known in the entrepreneurial community as the business fire starter. She catapults clients to extraordinary growth and results, serving entrepreneurs from startup to seven figures. This marketing fireball has over 25 years experience as a senior marketing executive, leading entrepreneurs and small business owners well into six figures and beyond. Recognized as a force to be reckoned with within the marketing world, she's an international speaker, panelist, and strategist. Her clients hire her for her marketing savvy, her no BS approach, and of course, her signature trait of making marketing fun. Which everybody wants marketing to be fun, right? When we come back from our quick break, we're going to have Liz join us on the show. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back, everyone.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome, Liz. I am so excited to have you here today, taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. I'm super excited to be here, and thank you for asking me to participate on your amazing show.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. I'm excited to have you here, too, because marketing is such a hot topic. You know, but everybody's got a story, right? I mean, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. So would you tell us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you've become today and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'm a baby boomer. So like a lot of us out there, I, pursued the corporate track for a number of years. I was a marketing vice president for high-tech companies, and I worked for some startup organizations, and I worked for some Fortune 500 organizations. And, you know, the older I got after life experiences, like losing my sister to breast cancer when she was in her 50s and I was in my 40s, you know, my mother having open-heart surgery, being shifted around from job to job because that's what happens in today's economy, you know, I really started to pursue what I would call more of the soul-based thing. So I went to Sedona, I went to Machu Picchu. And so what I found was I became, like so many other people, really disconnected from my day job. I thought, you know, am I really here just to plug one more piece of software? I mean, is that my whole purpose in life? And so the more disconnected I became from, you know, what my day-to-day job was, I realized that I needed to move on and pursue other things that were much more in alignment with my true gifts and talents.
Mm. And you're right. That is a story that's, I mean, so many people have a journey like that that really sort of brings them to who they become today. I love Sedona, by the way. I've never been to Machu Picchu, but Sedona and Kauai are my two favorite places in the whole world. I think it's the energy there. So I totally get what you're saying. Now, you know, we're talking about marketing, but marketing sort of in a sounds like a slightly different way than some people might think about marketing. You know, it's not so much the how to do this and get and build your list and get this stuff done, but it's really what do you feel like, you know, how you can market from your soul. That's kind of what I hear you saying. Am I kind of getting, is that right? Or
yeah, so, you know, I think one of the most successful things you can do as an entrepreneur is really align your marketing strategy with what I call your zone of excellence. Mm. So what is your zone of excellence? You know, that sort of shows up like things that people compliment you on. And, you know, time flies when you're doing it and you love doing it. So let me give you an example of that. You know, if you absolutely love writing and time flies by when you're writing and people say you're an amazing writer, then you should be using marketing techniques that involve writing. Mm. So there you're tapping into your zone of excellence. And chances are your zone of excellence is in aligned with what you believe your sole purpose to be. And that really ties into how do you bring your message into the world? Right? Because marketing is a tool. People get so caught up in what the experts say and building your list and doing this and having autoresponders. I mean, really, marketing is a toolbox and you need to use the tool that resonates the most with you.
Mm. Oh, I love that. I mean, and again, it makes me think of the fact that, I mean, I used to have a written blog for years. But as you might be able to tell on the show today, I would rather talk than write. So I, now I do more podcasting than I do written blogging, although I have books and stuff too. But I would rather do this, and it juices me. It makes me feel alive and excited, and it sounds like that's what you're saying. You're going to know if you're in your zone if you feel that way.
Yeah, and so that's when you know you're in total alignment, right? Mm. And so that's part of what I talk about. If you love to talk, then you should be doing public speaking. You should be doing radio spots, right? Because people can tell what energizes you, and that's mm-hmm. going to be highly client attractive.
Oh, yeah. So now, what do you think? I mean, marketing is kind of a big topic. There's so many things you can do. What do you think if you had to, like, identify one thing that you maybe see commonly, what do you think the biggest marketing mistake that most entrepreneurs, especially new entrepreneurs, make? What do you think that is?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Bonnie. Thank you. So the number one thing that I see is that people are doing the wrong kinds of marketing based on what stage of business they're in. So what do I mean by that? I mean, fundamentally, if you're under seven figures, there's four basic elements, four basic stages that you can be in. You can be in startup, base, expand, or thrive, and there's various revenues attached to that. So let's just use our early startup guys. So I would say they're probably under 50,000 in revenue. Well, there's very, very specific kinds of marketing you should be doing if you're just trying to get your business off the ground. But what I see is entrepreneurs that are under six figures using really advanced marketing techniques like emailing and autoresponders. And they're not having any impact. And it's because they haven't even built up that face-to-face rapport with a large enough population who know, like, and trust them. So to me, the biggest mistake you can make is to be doing the wrong kinds of marketing based on where your business is at.
Oh, that makes so much sense. You know, I see, you know, a lot of people out there promoting to do like pay-per-click and paid advertising and things like that right out of the gate. And to me, that seems like a more advanced type of thing because, first of all, you got to have the money to spend to, right. to do that. So is that the same kind of thing that you're talking about here? Is you got to do the right marketing at the right time in your business?
Yeah. So exactly what you just described. I mean, I don't even talk to my clients about that kind of marketing unless they're already into six figures.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they waste time and money. They probably haven't clearly defined their niche if they're under 100K. They probably haven't got their marketing messaging bang on. They haven't built up what I'm going to call their tribe of people yet. So this is when they come to me and say, you know, I'm doing all these things and none of them are being effective. What am I doing wrong?
Hmm. So what do entrepreneurs, maybe let's start with startup entrepreneurs, you know, people who are in business maybe, you know, 1 to 2 years but not making the revenue that they want. What do you think is the best way to launch successful marketing initiatives at that point in their business?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, what I see is people doing a lot of social media at that point and expecting to get results. And that's highly ineffective. So if you're in the sort of under $50,000 or $60,000 mark in your revenue, you really want to focus on face-to-face marketing. So networking, getting out there and talking to people one-on-one, formulating those relationships, referrals, word of mouth, right? And I hear people say to me all the time, yeah, but Liz, I go networking and I don't get anything out of it. And here's the key. You must go to networking groups that have at least 50% of your target audience. If you're going to networking events and less than 50% of your target audience are making up the networking group, it's the wrong group for you. Mm. And I see that over and over and over again, that people are going to networking groups because they like it and they want to have coffee and it's fun. But, you know, they're not getting clients and then they complain that they're not getting the revenue. So anything that builds those foundational relationships, you need to start doing when you're under the 50 or 60K range.
Mm, okay. So, you know, something I hear from people all the time, maybe because I live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, I'm not sure, but is, well, you know, maybe they live in some remote place in Montana or something. And it's like, I don't have any, you know, face-to-face networking opportunities, or certainly not where 50% of them are within my niche. So are there other ways that people can do that if they really, I mean, rather than driving, you know, 300 miles to go someplace for a meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I will say that social media groups come into play.
Mm,
so okay. You can definitely join and do virtual networking. That's highly effective. And here's the other thing. Try to find people within a similar target audience, and it doesn't matter where they are in the world, that you can form strategic alliance partnerships with. That is the thing that's going to move the needle for your business if you're in a remote area. Find people who will get to know, like, and trust you, who have a very broad audience of the same target audience that you're looking for.
Mm, you know, That's I want to highlight this point because I think so many people, you know, worry about competition. Well, I don't want to be, you know, associated with people who do what I do. Then they're going to take all my clients. You know, I think that there's enough for everybody, but some people really struggle with that. Do people ever say that to you, Liz?
Yeah, I get that a lot too. And here's my philosophy. And, you know, I think that's why we do what we do in alignment with abundance and soul purpose, which is together, we are going to be so much stronger if we collaborate and not compete, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about the collaboration. Now, I'm not saying you have to form strategic alliances with people who are exactly what you're doing. Maybe they do something that complements what you do. But the point is they already have a group of your ideal clients.
Right. You know, I always tell people, nobody in the world does what you do in the way you do it. You know, which is true. We're all unique. So there really isn't anybody who's going to be exactly like them anyway.
No, and we attract who we attract, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people who do what I do, but I attract people for various reasons, and others attract other people for various reasons. So yeah, I'm definitely a firm believer. And you know, like I said, if you don't want to find somebody who does exactly what you do, find somebody who complements what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's that whole working together thing that I think, and maybe this is just my, and this is my, obviously just my opinion, maybe it's a Bonnieism, but I think the whole entrepreneurial world has sort of gotten away a little bit from teamwork. You know, it's because you're in business for yourself or by yourself, and but you can still have a team of other entrepreneurs. But I don't see a lot of people doing that unless they're in a mastermind or something like that.
Well, yeah, and you know, that's a really interesting point, because that's one of the things that I teach, you know, in some of the programs that I offer, which is, you know, there's this huge isolation factor for entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and they often will hide behind their computers and create contact in isolation and all of that. It's really important to collaborate wherever you can with other entrepreneurs, because, you know, you're right. You can have a virtual team all over the world that will help spark amazing ideas for you. And we are stronger together, definitely.
So if I was going to send refer a client to you, Liz, what kind of person would that be?
So great question. You know, I work predominantly with service-based entrepreneurs or small businesses. So, you know, they usually have themselves solopreneurs or a couple of people within their organization. And really what I do is help them put the marketing systems and strategies in place to get them to the next level within their business. So I work with startup to seven figures. Anything under $1 million is not my, anything over $1 million is not my ideal client. So I work with clients that are under seven figures who really, as I said, want to get the right marketing in place. So what happens is once you hit that $100,000 mark, then you start to hit overwhelm. Right? You've got so many clients now, you have to manage your clients and grow your business, and that's when you really need to start to put the digital and automation systems in for your marketing. And so we work on that as well.
Oh, that's such a good point, Liz, because, you know, I think when people go into business, whether they're solopreneurs or they're in a small, you know, couple people or a husband and wife, whatever, they don't think about the scalability, because it's like way out there. They're not even thinking. They just want to get some clients and get the business going. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, I can't keep up. And the overwhelm does set in. So how can people, I mean, do you have like any secrets that you can share about how to avoid that, how, you know, think about scalability from the beginning? Or how do you approach that?
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's really important to set your foundation appropriately, and that's why I talked about getting your niche and getting your messaging and, you know, getting that face-to-face client base built up, getting your first 5, 10, 15 clients. And then, yeah, you need to start to think before you hit that stage, what could I be doing? And that's where building your virtual team can really help you. So even doing something like, you know, outsourcing your bookkeeping or your web design or your, you know, a lot of people will hire a virtual assistant for 5 or 6 hours a week just to take some of the paperwork off of their plate. You know, and that goes back to your zone of excellence. You need to focus on your zone of excellence, and then as you grow, outsource all of those things that don't fall within that zone.
Let's talk about, I mean, that's really good advice, but let's talk about niche. I mean, that's come up a couple times in our conversation, and I think that from what I hear from people at least, that's one of the hardest things to pin down, to get right. And you know, I think that, I mean, our life evolves, so things might change as we go through our lifetime. But I see a lot of people struggling with who is my niche, who's my ideal client, because they want to talk to everybody, they want to help everybody, and that never works, right?
Yeah. So you know, that's a great example. And here's what I tell my clients all the time. I mean, think about if I met you for the first time and I was going to refer you to somebody. And I basically said, yeah, you know what? I'm a marketing person. I work with everybody. You would walk away from me not knowing exactly who to refer me to. So mm-hmm. I work with my clients to get it so crystal clear that the split second that person thinks about you, they go, oh yeah, I know exactly who would be a great referral for that person. Right? Mm-hmm. You cannot, yeah. And that's why I talk about, you know your why, but what's your wow? I mean, you know, ordinary doesn't work anymore. You have to set yourself apart. What's your wow factor? What sets you apart? There's a million accountants out there. There's a million business coaches out there. What is it about what you do that really sets you apart?
Yeah. Oh, so many golden nuggets and words of wisdom today, Liz. This has been a fabulous conversation. I always like to leave people with, you know, everybody's busy, right? Life is busy. Their brain might be full of stuff today. If they could only fit one more thing in their brain today, what do you think the most important thing would be for them to take away from our conversation? What's the best marketing tip you have for people that you really want them to remember?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to go back to my original premise, which is stay within your zone of excellence wherever possible and dovetail your marketing into what it is that you do best. And I'm telling you, that is the most client attractive secret I can possibly give you.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. And I know that you have an awesome gift for our listeners today. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I have an amazing ebook to give you some tips and tricks, and I would love for you to download that. And then if you wanted to get in touch with me further, I'm happy to schedule a complimentary session.
Awesome. And I will put your link on the gift page with all of our other guest gifts. So thank you so much for that generous gift, Liz. Now, I know that after listening to today's show, people are going to want more of you. So what's the best way that they can connect with you, find out more about what you do, and, you know, get that complimentary call if they so choose?
Yeah, so they can contact me at lscott@affinitycoach.com. And I would be happy to chat with everybody because that's my passion and my purpose.
And I would imagine you have a contact on affinitycoach.com as well, that if they went there first and looked to see what you do, that they could still get a hold of you.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us and your insights. Hey, marketing is sort of a big animal that some people are kind of afraid of. And we talked about so many great things today. Is there anything else that you want to leave people with that we didn't cover? I know that there's a lot, so we probably don't have time to do it all, but is there something you really want to get out to our listeners today before we end our show?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for giving me the last opportunity. I would say again that if you're under 7 figures in marketing, don't hide behind your computer. Don't think that all the answers are within the online community. As soon as you go online, you open yourself up to global competition. So start within your own region, if possible, then gradually expand. But there's nothing like the face-to-face, right? Everybody thinks I'm going to create something and I'm going to put it online and I'm going to become a millionaire. Not true. As soon as you go digital, you're in a global world.
Yeah.
So that's and my final tip for you guys.
Okay, cool. And setting yourself apart in a larger, ocean, so to speak,
yes,
is a little bit
absolutely.
More difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I want to thank you so much for your wisdom today, Liz, and for taking the time to share that with all of us. And for your awesome gift, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate, because I know you're a busy person, so I so appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to share with all of us.
Well, thanks, Bonnie. It was great chatting with you today.
Now, I always want to remind you that The Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and of course Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at BonnieGressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.